Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And all you Odd Couple fans out there, if you miss any portion of this show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all the platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, download the show, and hit the follow button so you don't miss us. Again, we got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year and Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, coming up in a moment, or I should say at the bottom of the hour, not in a moment, in about 30 moments. But first, we want to go talk a little bit of baseball. And Rob, Shohei Ohtani, the biggest name on the free agent market, of course, Juan Soto has now reportedly signed with the Yankees.
Not what?
And, or he's going to the Yankees.
There's a trade.
There's a report out
right there that it's happening or getting close to happening. Not official
right.
yet.
Not signed. He's not a free agent, but trade. Yeah.
Yep.
And but yeah, they're talking here in New York, Rob. They're talking like it's a done deal. But Ohtani, of course, now there are reports, Rob, that he's narrowed it down to four teams.
Which four would that be? I'm a little surprised by that because the Yankees and Mets apparently are out. So is it Boston?
No, the four that Rob G told me was four. Somebody get on that so we can get the – but he said it was the Dodgers, the Angels, the Giants, and Toronto, believe it or not. And Toronto doesn't make sense because, as you said, there's talk that he doesn't want to go to the East Coast.
Right.
So why would you go to Toronto?
I get Toronto being, Chris, obviously is in another country, in Canada, international flair, but still, it's the East Coast. And if you're going to go to the East Coast, pardon me, as you've been saying all along, why wouldn't you go on the biggest stage and play for the Yankees?
And I'm not like especially a Yankee fan.
You're not a Yankee fan. I know what you're saying.
I feel like he should be playing for the Yankees. I'm sorry, Dodgers fans. Giants fans, those are great franchises too. I'd like to see him with the Yankees personally.
Right.
Red Sox would be hot too because obviously they're one of the national teams, and the Dodgers too. I think, Rob, if those are indeed his final four and money is, pretty much even, I think he should go to the Dodgers.
Right. No, I agree. If it's definitely about the West Coast, is not going to be the Angels. I know they're in it. He's trying to be nice. Chris, if it was the Angels, he wouldn't be entertaining anybody else.
Right.
It would be a done deal.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay? It would just be up. They paid Trout one of the highest paid contracts ever. So it can't be that.
That would really be a downer if he stayed with the Angels.
Oh, yeah.
And no, nothing against them, but it would probably mean we're very rarely, if ever, going to see him in the playoffs.
Chris, I 100%. And that brings us to where we are with Ohtani. And there are a couple things out there people don't really talk about. And two of them, Chris, one I brought up, and I get people want to have their own personal, what they want to do for themselves and their families. I respect that. I'm not trying to be like flip with that, right? If you don't want to do something or you don't want to live in a certain place, you know, nobody can make you do that. But for the sport of baseball, when you have a unicorn, Chris, let's just be honest. 75% of the United States lives on the East Coast or whatever it is, 65. Like, go look it up.
Is it that much?
Oh, yeah. And, Chris,
that's not including the Midwest. So you're just talking about the East Coast?
Because you remember, Detroit is in the Eastern time zone. Atlanta, like, you know what I mean?
I'm talking about Eastern time. But yeah, then Detroit, do they?
No.
Do they Detroit ever go?
Detroit is Eastern. Okay. So you take Cleveland is Eastern time zone. I'm talking about 60.
So you're talking about the Eastern time zone.
Yeah, like 65, 70% of the country lives there. Do you know that? And between D.C. and Boston, Chris, the population is unbelievable, like the percentage of people who live between D.C. and live between Boston. But my point is, Shohei not entertaining playing on the East Coast is bad for baseball. Because once again, it's a situation where people are asleep, going to sleep when this guy is playing most of his games. It's just 81 games on the West Coast, Chris. You can't, oh, well, he'll be on the road. He'll play. Yeah, 81 games or at home at Dodger Stadium or in Anaheim, or whatever you want to say. And the other part that Buster.
Now, Rob, I just looked it up. It says 47.6%.
East Coast
of Americans live in the Eastern time zone. That's still half the country.
Almost half the country.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
Yep.
And here's the other one, Chris. Good you looked it up. I knew it was huge. The other part, Chris, is we're not getting any juice. Here is Ohtani about to move teams and everything's secretive. This is supposed to be like almost a decision. Like for baseball, not on LeBron's.
You mean like LeBron?
Yeah, LeBron's decision, almost. Right. Not on the same level because he's
well,
just.
No, I mean baseball.
For baseball's version
drive,
of it,
yeah, it doesn't yeah, drive saying. The social media like basketball. But you're right. I mean, he's as big as I think he's the best player ever. I'm not saying he's the GOAT. Obviously, he'd have to accomplish. You know what I mean?
Right. But I'm.
I think it's you and can baseball. Put it on that level.
Baseball gets no juice from it because it's close knit. Nobody knows what's going on, and he's threatened that if they leak anything out that they're going to be eliminated. You know what I mean? So there's no juice from it.
We talked about it yesterday with Dave Robertson. God bless him. But the GM for the Dodgers came out afterwards.
What did he say?
And said he was surprised
that Dave
that
mentioned
Roberts
it?
Actually confirmed it. Yeah, and he wouldn't talk about it. Let me find exactly.
So maybe you were right. Remember I was saying that I didn't think that was a big deal, but maybe you're right, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, they I don't know if that – I would hope that little bit wouldn't be a huge – General Manager Brandon Gomes admitted a few hours later after Roberts spoke that he was surprised Roberts had confirmed the meetings and refused to comment himself on them.
Wow.
That's from Buster Olney's story in ESPN on ESPN.com. Well, here, let me say a few things about that. And you're right on both counts as far as it would be great. We already said it. I'd love to see him in New York. I would be fine in Boston, Rob.
Right.
Boston is one of those huge teams. And I agree. I mean, you're right. It'd be better if he was on the East Coast. Michael Jordan, Rob, played in Chicago. LeBron played the bulk of his career, you know, on the East Coast. You do get, I mean, look, there obviously have been great Lakers and Dodgers players.
Right. No doubt about it. But
you, more people just see you because your games aren't so late.
Chris, let me give you the guy that a lot of people didn't get to see. Ken Griffey Jr. playing in Seattle.
Good call.
That's the guy you didn't get. I don't care what you say. We know what the numbers are. We know Jr. was great. You didn't see that many games with Ken Griffey Jr. playing. He was in Seattle.
Most people that talk about Griffey's greatness are going off the numbers and the highlights that you see on SportsCenter and all that. But you're right. The games probably, I mean, relatively speaking, it wasn't a ton of people that watched him regularly. Here's my only thing about the free agency, and Buster Olney wrote a great story about that, Rob.
Right, that's what
that I just referenced in ESPN, saying the title is Shohei Ohtani's secretive free agency is a missed opportunity for him in MLB. Here's the thing, though. I covered a ton of NBA free agencies, LeBron's right. decision, Kevin Durant going to Golden State, all that. They're all secretive. Now, they didn't issue threats to the team. If you say a word, I'm going to hold it against you. But LeBron didn't come out after every meeting and give tell you a detailed report on what each meeting was like, what each team said. Durant didn't. They all were secretive. And as reporters, you're talking to agents. You're talking to people, executives for the teams. You're talking to people who know the players, as friends. And that's how the information was coming out. It wasn't coming out from the player making some big announcements. And you see it can go wrong. Unfortunately for LeBron with the decision, people killed him for that.
Mike.
And so I agree. I don't think you should threaten teams and say, if you leak any information, I'm not coming here or whatever it might be. But I also think to think that the players are going to come out after every meeting and discuss it. Oh, well, the Yankees told me this and they offered that and they, this or that. I've never covered an NBA one like that.
No. I don't want it to be coming from him, Chris. I get that. But because he's from a foreign country and probably has a smaller circle, like there's nothing coming out. There's no, do you know what I mean? There's no juice. And that's what I'm talking about. Like there aren't even the rumors like, hey, Boston went in and there's like nothing.
But I do think, don't you think that I hear you because it's just better. I mean, that's been great for basketball.
It'd be juicy. Yeah, right.
It's been great. Every summer has become great for basketball because of all the free agency talk. But he probably, and you touched on it, it's probably got a lot to do with just maybe culturally, and I don't know what it's like in Japan with the free agency. But, the story by Buster Olney had a report in there how when he accepted the MVP award, he had a dog with him, and people were trying to find out the name of the dog, and he wouldn't even tell them. So it might be something cultural, He just doesn't, he's not always – he's doing kind of the least amount that he has to do with media in Anaheim. And so I think it might just be he doesn't really want this to become a circus. He doesn't want to, I think that's just it, Rob. He doesn't want it to become a circus.
Yeah, I just think.
And that's his right.
Yeah, it is his right. And Chris, the idea that not playing on the East Coast is a disservice to the game. I mean, I saw Hideki Matsui play in the Bronx, Chris. And he was a fan favorite. They won a World Series. Hideki Matsui, Godzilla was the nickname, hit three home runs in that World Series in 2009 that they won, was the MVP, Chris. He didn't even start every game.
Right.
The guy won the MVP. He had an unbelievable. The Yankees had so many Japanese signs up on the fences, Chris. Advertisers.
Yep.
Games were broadcast. Hideki Matsui, I read an interview about him. He talked about what it was like to play for the Yankees, to wear that jersey, like going back to Japan, what that meant to Japanese people. You know what I mean? That he was a Yankee. And I just thought, man.
I'm stunned, Rob, that he's not visiting or he really even giving the Yankees a thought.
Right.
I'm stunned by that.
To at least talk to him, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess to each his own. And he is in a whole different country. If we were in a totally different country, we weren't great with the language. Maybe we're feeling different. He may not. I'm sure he knows the Yankees, obviously, just from even when he was just in Japan.
Right.
But he may not. You know what I mean? It just may not resonate with him like that. And again, he's talking Dodgers. So it's not like he's talking about going to some, little.
Going to Detroit.
Dunk City. But you know what I mean? But I hear you. I'd love to see him on the East Coast. But if he's with the Dodgers, Rob, and for him, he should go to the Dodgers.
No, I know.
Because he's great individually. He's already a legend and will be one. But it's going – like, if he goes to Anaheim or some other – one of these other teams, Toronto or – I mean, maybe he'll win. Maybe. But right now, at least, it looks like with the Dodgers, you're going to be – you're going to get a chance to be on the biggest stage.
You will get a
chance. You're going to be in the playoffs, right?
There's no doubt. You'll have a chance. Right. You will have a chance.
So, all right, 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Ohtani's free agency. Is he doing the game and even himself a disservice by, one, not considering playing on the East Coast, and, two, not just – you know, allowing information to leak out about his free agency. Your thoughts next. It's Chris and Rob, the iCouple, 877-99 on Fox, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. And we're coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. Randy Mueller is right around the corner. We'll get to him, talk some football stuff. Of course, the former NFL Executive of the Year. We'll do that. But we'll take your calls now on Shohei. We'll take your phone calls. 877-99 on Fox. Is he doing a disservice to Major League Baseball a little bit by being secretive and maybe not playing on the East Coast, where Chris talked about it? Almost 50% of the population lives on the east in the Eastern time zone. So 877-99 on Fox. You ready,
so,
Chris?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get some people in. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Peter in Honolulu. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Peter?
What's up, guys? So let me preface this by saying I kept my Yankee season tickets when I moved to Honolulu.
Did you really?
I am a Bleacher creature.
Wow.
I moved here in 05. I still have them.
Oh, five.
That's
so how many games do you get to in a year?
My friends use them. The last time I was home, last summer, I went to five games in the week that I was home.
Awesome. Wow. That's awesome. Yep.
I'm right in the middle of roll call.
Very nice. That's one of the greatest traditions. It really is. Right. All the players talk about that they all acknowledge the bleacher creatures during the roll call before, right. You know, in the first inning. Yep. It's pretty amazing.
My teacher, dead smack in the middle of roll call, right there.
So, Peter, where are you on this, on Ohtani, you know, not wanting to play East Coast, not really giving the Yankees any rhythm? Where are you?
I'll tell you this. I was surprised that he didn't give no airplay in the beginning. He wanted the West Coast, and he wanted a team that hadn't signed a Japanese player. That's what the rumor was. Now, the reason why the Blue Jays are in, Rogers Center is the closest stadium to what he played at in Japan.
Oh, wow. So the dome?
The dome, and he likes a controlled environment. And if you look at his numbers, he got shelled every time he pitched at Yankee Stadium. In one game, he didn't even make it an out.
Yeah, he did. I remember that. Yeah, I knew that.
And so, but to him not even to consider the Mets and Steve Cohen, the richest owner in baseball,
right,
for $17 billion, there's a disconnect there. Like, I even heard something about the Rays that he likes playing in the dome in Tampa.
My God. Please.
I got to be honest, Rob. And look, if he goes to Toronto and wins, that's one thing. But people get mad. I don't want to see him in Toronto.
No. That, again, Chris, it's another thing that would hurt baseball, too, because of the Toronto's TV ratings don't count. That's another country. Yep. Like, there's a lot of stuff that would not be good for baseball. Thanks, Peter. We appreciate that. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yeah, all he got though, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board, man. As the Jackie Robinson, MLBBro.com, I think I'm especially seasoned to speak on this as an Asian American. I think y'all are forgetting one thing, man. The difference between the West Coast time zone and the Japanese time zone is 14 hours, whereas with the East Coast, it's 17 hours away. And I hear what y'all saying about the culture on the East Coast, right, the viewership on the East Coast, the baseball absolute fanaticism on the East Coast, if that's even a word. We just had a guy calling from Honolulu with season tickets.
Talking about Yankees,
19 years, man. I don't think that resonates with him. He's a quiet, humble
clearly
guy.
Doesn't. Yeah,
right. Clearly he wants to keep his head low, tail tucked, and just do his job. And I feel like for him, it's more of what he's doing for his people in Japan. He spoke volumes playing in the World Baseball Classic.
Yep,
that was an amazing showing, and I think that he has a passion showing out for his people. So I think he stays on the West Coast. I'm praying he comes up here to NorCal and plays with the Giants after we missed out on Judge last year. We need a free agent so badly, man. And I think he'll just wrap his arms around him, and he'll become one of our West Coast legends, just like Ken Griffey, just like Barry Bonds, just like Fernando. You already know what time it is, man. We wrap our arms around somebody, we make them stars. So that's all I got, y'all.
Well, you ain't got to make him a star.
Yep. Thank you, Sean.
He already is. Yeah.
Let's squeeze in one more, Chris, real quick, before we get to Randy Mueller and an update. Andre, in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Give us what's happening. What are they talking about in Beantown about Shohei, Andre?
In Beantown, Shohei's not even really on the radar in terms of the Red Sox completely clearing house and new management in place. And so the Red Sox, frankly, they're a little bit on the ropes as far as I'm concerned in terms of how it imploded and Chaim Bloom being out and a lot of question marks in terms of the new leadership. So, and to your point, Rob, this move that was made with Verdugo, a lot of folks, a lot of Red Sox fans have the jitters because the Yankees could wrap that up into a deal to get Juan Soto, thereby making the Red Sox look like, fools and imbeciles. You know, so a rare deal between the two franchises. But if that ends up allowing for the Yankees to get Juan Soto, this new administration where people were already suspicious, it's not looking good, and obviously the Patriots aren't playing well, so we're relying on the Celtics. With Shohei Ohtani, my thing is, this is a man, what did Teddy Roosevelt say? Speak quietly and carry a big stick,
yep.
So I think that's the way he kind of goes. He lets his play do the talking, and I'm kind of sympathetic in terms of, the West Coast is just more conducive to him. You know, the Japanese market, it's closer, and people can watch the games. and so on and forth. So, Rob, I think you're right that baseball doesn't do a good enough job of marketing its stars, and he's a megastar. So he should be kind of at the forefront, the same way the NBA does with LeBron. That's David Stern vision. You know, the stars kind of lead the way. Baseball passes on that. And so he should feel some sort of kind of responsibility. But I think if and when he goes to the Dodgers and helps them to get over the hump and they're successful, it'll be a blessing.
You're right, Dre. Thank you, too, for the call.
If he wins with the Dodgers, there's no
it'll be
doubt.
Big. It'll be huge. There's no doubt about it.
All right, Randy Mueller's joining us next. But first, B. Finn, Brian Finley with the update. Finn.
Yeah, fellas, we got a we have a smorgasbord, of NBA games, going on right now, including what is happening in Cleveland, where at the half, the Cavs are up 65-52 against the Magic. Donovan Mitchell, 23 points. The Pistons, they have a lead in the second half. Who would have thought? 71-68 there in front of the Grizzlies. 5 minutes to play third quarter. The Pistons are 2-18 on the young season. While the 76ers and Wizards are dueling in D.C. and Philly, out to a strong end to the first half.
Washington with Poole runs into Beverly, and the steal is going to set up a maxi bank shot, and he made it from half court. They call it good on the court. He banked it in.
There you go, the lost art of the bank shot. That call courtesy of the 76ers radio network. They now trail the Wizards 82-85, 43 third quarter remaining. Raptors are ahead of the Heat by the slightest of margins, 60-59 under 2 in the second quarter. Hawks are trailing at home 45-43 to the Nets. Late stages second quarter there. While the 3-16 Spurs, yes, they actually are holding on to a lead 40-38 on the road against the 15-4 Timberwolves. 4 minutes to play in the opening half. And lastly in the NBA, Bulls are trying to take one from the Hornets, 25-22 in Chicago's favor, late moments of the first quarter. Quickly in the NFL, just a couple of injury updates regarding some key players. Vikings All-Pro wide receiver Justin Jefferson was a full go at practice today, so everything is looking as if he will be ready to play Sunday when the team visits the Raiders. Steelers running back Najee Harris, bogged down by a knee problem, was not at practice today. That's a second day in a row where he did not partake in such things, and he is now listed as questionable for Thursday night against the Patriots. And lastly, Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert, dealing with a problem to his arm, made it known that he's ready to get back out there on the field and play this weekend against the Cowboys. With that, let's get it back to the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, thank you, B. Finn. It is indeed the Odd Couple, live from the Tire Rack .com studios, and our next guest has theme music. He's a former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, and the co-host of the Football GM podcast for The Athletic, Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
How are you, Randy?
Doing great, guys. You guys always bring a smile to my face. Good to be back.
Man,
it's great to have you back.
Hey, don't make that podcast too good and try to take over our jobs now, Randy. I'm just saying.
No fear of that, man. We've been doing it for 3 years, so I figured we might as well give him a little run. You know, Mike Sando and I have known each other forever, and it's been a lot of fun. So
nice.
Yeah. No, now Mike Sando had a column after the 49ers demolished the Eagles on Sunday, and we can get to that in a minute. But he had a column talking about how right now it's hard to argue against Brock Purdy as the MVP. He was basically saying there's a better argument for him than against him. Where are you at on Brock Purdy as the MVP? Do you have an issue? You know, some people really think there's no way he should be MVP. Others think, hey, the numbers and his production speak for itself. Where are you at on Purdy as a possible MVP?
Well, I think it's sometimes these awards get a little skewed when the criteria isn't really known, and I like Brock Purdy. I think he's had a great year. Do I think he's MVP worthy? Of course. I think those that push back against it just have a hard time because this guy was a seventh round pick and he wasn't the first pick in the draft, so they're not willing to give him credit. My personal flavor is I like Tyreek Hill for the award. I think he has affected people every week. He does so many things that you cannot find, and I understand it's kind of become a quarterback world, but the quarterbacks for me, There's no clear-cut favorite. So I think Tyreek Hill, especially if he gets the 2,000 yards, which is not out of the question, that's something that's never been done. His numbers are, you know, through the roof. And I think the way he makes people change the way they defend the Dolphins is a unique skill set that I'm not sure I've ever seen before.
Yeah, look, I would not have a problem with Tyreek getting it if he hits the 2,000-yard mark. And as you said, no quarterback is absolutely running away with it. And let me ask you about Tyreek's quarterback, Tua. How good is he? We know the numbers are good. But I got to be honest, I'm not convinced on him as like a guy that I want to give $55 million a year to if I'm the Dolphins. Where are you at on Tua?
I think the Dolphins are in a really tough spot, Chris. It's one of those where they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't, you know? And again, his skill set with what they want to do is a really good fit. But I, as a GM, in the back of my mind, if I'm Chris Greer, I always have that durability factor. I think the things that Mike McDaniels does makes him the perfect guy for them. But here's a guy with limited athleticism. He's got to have a clean pocket, and they're doing a good job of keeping him upright. I get it. Not great at extending plays. And the fact that they may have to pay this guy $50 million, I would be nervous about it. But, you know, I guess it all comes down to options, and what are their other options? Maybe the best-case scenario for the team is to find a bridge-type deal, but Tua's going to say, hey, I lead the league in passing. Right. I lead the league here or there. So, you know, maybe you say we need more of a body of work before you commit long-term. I don't know. You know how players and agents are. They're not going to go for that.
See, this is why I don't think Tyreek Hill is the MVP, is because he has to get the ball from somebody. So he's not throwing himself the ball. And I'll give you an example. Calvin Johnson had that big year. You remember that. Yep. And he didn't get an MVP. I don't know if he got any votes. Who else was I talking about the other day, Chris? Thomas with the Saints.
Well, Michael Thomas, but
right,
who set the 142. That's
no, but I'm just saying, like, and I get it. You know, I still think it's hard. And if you're going to split votes, you know, you're going to say Tua's done all this, and Tyreek Hill has all these yards and all these other things that came from somebody throwing him the football. So how does that guy not factor in at all? And that's where they could split the vote and lose.
Well, maybe it's just my GM background. I'm looking for perfection from that position. Let me just say this. From a number standpoint, that is one way to evaluate Tyreek Hill. The other thing is, I've said this all along, with a guy with his skill set, even if they never throw him the ball, he still affects the way they defend you. And so every play, even though the ball doesn't go to him, they have to play you different because they got to be aware of him. I think he helps their running game. He helps the complete package of what their offense is. I'll be honest, I don't have anything against Tua, but I think the Dolphins could find someone to run that offense. That's a little more of a plug-and-play spot for me with those receivers and that coach. But, again, I don't want to take anything away from Tua because I think he's had a great year. We'll see how they turn out, how this thing turns out, if they ever beat a good team.
Well, there you go. You just said it. That was my next point, why Tyreek Hill can't be MVP either. They haven't beaten anybody. And you talk about he affects the game, and I agree with all that stuff, but it hasn't been enough to beat teams that you're competing against and trying to, you know, be on par with. And I think that's a demerit. That hurts him. You can pile up numbers against bad teams. We see it a lot. But it doesn't mean you're the MVP. Let me ask you, you just talked about the GM and put on your GM hat. If you're the GM and you hear that your coach, Robert Saleh, is texting radio host and ripping on players behind their backs to the radio host, how does that play? Does that hurt him in the locker room? I know Zach Wilson has had a terrible year and all that other stuff, but if you're a player, that doesn't seem like it sits right to me.
No, it's not a good look, obviously, but if you're internal and that's kind of stuff that gets leaked out, it's definitely bothersome. I know this, and I've thought about this a long time. I don't think I've ever had a player push back against not playing, but I've never had one that was benched three or four times and
ridiculous.
Taken on the burden that this guy's taken on. And I'm not taking up for Zach Wilson, but there are so many other things at play here. He might just want out of there if anybody's ever thought about that. Maybe it's enough. Just cut me. I'm good with that. I'll find a place to go.
At this point, right. I'm not mad at him either.
Yeah, I understand. I get it. It's been a grief fire, and I don't know what to do about it, but this stuff that leaked out came from somebody who wanted to disparage Zach Wilson without a doubt. And if it comes to be, and I don't know this, maybe you guys know more than I do, but if it is somebody of a decision-making capacity, all they've done now is put everybody in the building at stake and their jobs in jeopardy. That's what he's done. And I think there's been so many things with the Jets that probably already were there. But to think you're going to get this fixed by just rolling it back with Aaron Rodgers next year and put all this stuff out of your mind.
Kidding themselves.
No way. Yeah, I agree, but that's the Jets.
Yeah, that's the Jets. Before you go, Randy, Trevor Lawrence, we see injured. Thankfully, it's not too serious, the high ankle sprain he suffered Monday night. But this year, to me, it's an aberration with all these quarterbacks that have gone down. But there are some out there that think, hey, we got to protect the quarterbacks even more. Rob and I feel like there's nothing more you can do or should do. They're playing touch football if you do anything more. Where are you at on this? I just think it's one of those years. It's not like we see this every year, but what are your thoughts on it?
No, I'm with you guys. I think every time in society we see something that's not right, we want to make a law or a rule against it to stop it. And you're right. I think it's just one of those years. I don't think these injuries can be averted by protecting them. If we were going to do anything, I would err on the other side in that I don't think these guys get enough contact in the off season. They don't get enough time. They don't build up any resiliency to contact. And setting the quarterback aside, the other positions I think could benefit as well from a little more. And I'm not saying
I agree.
They just need to play football at some point. So I'm with you. I would be more concerned if I was Jacksonville that maybe we can find this guy a ride to the locker room or to the hospital.
Right.
Because that was embarrassing.
He was walking half a mile on a bad ankle.
Oh, I'm glad he didn't have to go to the hospital. Glad he didn't have to go to the hospital for an x-ray because that would have broke the other leg.
He would have had to catch an Uber and walk to the Uber. Quickly, though, Randy, quickly, because you hit on something I feel, you know, I'm like you, passionate about. How much contact, not even mainly the quarterbacks, but how much contact is there now in NFL practices, whether it's training camp, regular season, versus, say, you know, 15 years ago?
20 years ago, right.
It's Club Med. It's Club Med. It's unbelievable. And I think it really started the last CBA or maybe the one before that where the players kind of took a bath. They didn't get what they wanted in the CBA agreement, but the give back was we'll give them kind of a no-work job in the off season, and that's where the owners allowed them to have some say, and so they took back a lot of their time. They took back into the players' control these off-season and OTAs, and they don't get to do anything anymore. And if you do, you get reported and you lose practices. You might even lose draft picks, and you'll definitely get fined. So it's nothing like we used to have. It's crazy how easy it is for these guys, and I think that was just part of the collective bargaining agreement, and I don't think it's good for the game. I really don't.
All right, Randy, thanks a lot.
That and smoking weed, those two things went real well.
I learned that. Okay, I'm good with you.
That's right.
Thank you, Randy. That's Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. And also, check him out on the Football GM podcast for The Athletic. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard, and he is Rob Parker. And we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100 and use the code ODD100. For a first deposit match up to $100 today. Alex, that is funky. Text me the title of that song. That sounds like
you,
that
baby.
Would be a dope hip hop
song. Down with ODD.
That's Lou Rawls.
Uh huh.
But the beat really? Is like, that could be a crazy sample.
It's a jazzy Christmas tune right there.
I like that. All right, Rob, let's quickly, before we only got a couple minutes, Tyreek Hill, we brought it up with Randy Mueller as MVP. No wide receivers ever won it. It's essentially been all quarterbacks and running backs. Now, you do remember one year, this is almost embarrassing, a kicker won it in 1982.
Really?
Who? Mark Moseley.
Oh, for the yes. For Washington.
Yes. I mean, I don't remember what in the world he did.
What did he kick 89
year?
Field goals? What was it?
I know. It's like every point for the – that Washington scored that year, a
right.
field goal. I don't know, but he won it in 1982. But outside of that, it's always been a running back or a quarterback. And it hasn't been anything but a quarterback since Adrian Peterson Rob, in 2012. Here's what I say, though, to push back a little on you, like, really not saying it can be a receiver, essentially. These clearly it's gone to the glamour positions in the league. The glamour position used to be running back and quarterback, and maybe, you know, even a little more running back in many cases. And then it became quarterback. And I would say, Rob, wide receiver is now a glamour position more so than running back. All of the positions are dependent. I mean, you're right in that a receiver, of course, needs the quarterback to get him the ball. But a running back needs the lineman to block. I don't care who you are. If you don't have lineman to block and block fairly well, you're going to struggle. A quarterback, same deal. We see Mahomes struggling with receivers who aren't very good. So I get it. I do think quarterback is the most important position. But I think you could compare a receiver to a running back, and now it's more of a glamour position than the running back is.
Only difference is, I hear you, but there's a big difference between taking a handoff and somebody throwing a 70-yard pass to you or somebody, do you know what I mean, like from the quarterback position.
But everybody's not, guys are catching, Tyreek
I'm just making a point that there's a little more involved. You don't give the quarterback because he handed the ball off to Barry Sanders and he, you know what I mean, made eight people miss and scored a touchdown. I'm just saying.
No, I hear that, but the linemen do play a huge role. And there are a handful of great ones. Barry Sanders can make people miss. And the great ones, you know, can run over people or make them miss and things like that. But I think, Rob, in a year where no one – as far as quarterback is just running away with it, it could be Tyreek if he gets to 2,000, particularly if he does it in 16 games. If he does it, Rob, in 17, it's not as big of an accomplishment.
But even Cooper Kupp, Chris, like Cooper Kupp had an
But he didn't change the game. It wasn't – I mean, I don't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry. But he didn't do what – he didn't affect the game like Tyreek Hill.
I just – he put up an unbelievable season, and I think he got one vote. I mean,
but you watched him. Is he anything close? He's not even close to Tyreek.
No, I get that, but the numbers wise, he did have a hell of a year that year with the Rams. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I think a big part of Tyreek is the eye. Let me ask you this: if it's a quarterback right now, who's your leader? I think the top two quarterbacks would be Dak and Purdy. And because of the strength of victories, I give it to Purdy right now.
Purdy would be up there. Jalen Hurts, too. I'm not discounting him.
All right. Keep it locked. We got an hour left. All right, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.